Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. King Judah 23 here. Welcome to the Judah Live Podcast. Yes, sir. I am very, very excited to be back. Remember, we did a show last Wednesday. I was out of town for the weekend, and now we're back. Back at it, man. We're back at it. I want to talk about some things because it's really starting to become ridiculous on Yahweh's most chosen people continuing to be entertainment for the races. And yet, when races become races, oh man, why are they doing this to us? Why are they doing that to us? Because it's in their nature, right? I'm going to explain this in a minute. Welcome to the Judah Live Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You can follow me on Instagram at KingJudah23, KingJudah23. Also, Judah Life on Facebook, JudahLyfe. We got some new followers, man. Thank you very much for following the Judah Life Podcast, man. I'm so grateful for all new followers. All new followers. Anybody that wants to learn the truth. And here's the thing about me before we can get started. I'm not here to get 10,000, 20,000, a million subscribers. I'm not here for that. If two people is listening to the podcast and they get something out of it, that made my day. You see, the problem is people worry about numbers. Well, this one brother named Hassan Campbell on YouTube, they play on my numbers. I had 40,000 and only showing 20,000. See, you worry about the wrong thing. You got to be worried about is the people that actually watching getting anything from it, or they just want to be entertained, right? So I just mentioned that. We're gonna talk about a lot of things today. This is a freestyle. I'm just gonna be honest. This is a freestyle. I'm really starting to become really, really, really fed up with our black women. And I said this before in the past that 80% of the black community's problems starts with the black male, right? I have said that for a long time. I can't say that no more, man. I really can't say that anymore. I can't say the majority of our problems is on the black man anymore. I really can't say that. I honestly, it was, I thought about that because I thought that black men are supposed to be the leaders of the community and we're not being leaders. And so because of that, everything else is going to crap. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. Our black women are accounting for 40 to 50% of the blame now in 2023, right? Hold on, man. I need a drink of water. Got a new water jug. Got an Under Armour water jug. So it's a big water jug, and I can get my water intake. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. But going back to what I was saying about our black women are just fucking reckless, man. Just fucking reckless. I saw a story on YouTube. They had it on YouTube. This young sister, she was 22 years old. She already had a baby, and she was pregnant again with her second child. Her baby daddy, a rapper, and this is another thing I'm getting so tired of. Why does everybody in the black community want to be a fucking rapper? I'm going to explain that shit because that's really a mental disease. But I'm going to explain that in a minute. But anyway, we'll move on. The lady was pregnant with her second child. Now, I want you to understand what I'm about to say, okay? I want you to understand. Her baby father was accused of double murder. Now, I want you to listen to this. Now, listen to this. He was accused of double murder. He was in the studio, and he had an altercation with two other brothers, and he shot both of them in the back of the head, right? fought that murder charge for 3 years, got acquitted. Some way, somehow, the man got acquitted, right? Now, I'm going to tell you something right now about our women, right? This is our women today. Now, we're not talking about the real sisters out there. The real sisters out there, shout outs to y'all, man. The real women that wants to be a rib to the black man. The real women that are real mothers and doing their thing, man. Shout outs to y'all, man. I'm not dissing y'all whatsoever. This is 75% to 80% of women today. And this is all across all creeds of colors. 75 to 80% of women today are fucking retarded. Now, we're going to have to be all the way honest, right? But we're going to move on. So you have a baby at home, and you're pregnant with a second child, right? You don't tell that baby father, hey, listen, until you start changing, we can't be together. Until your lifestyle starts changing, we can't be together. See, sometimes women, you can't just go for the pleasure and the swag and the long ding-dong. You can't just go for that. You gotta protect your children. See, this is the reason why men are supposed to be the protectors and the providers, and women are the nurturers. You see, and this is the problem we have in society. Women want to be leaders. Okay, since you want to be a leader so bad, you have to do leadership things. That means protect your children. That means stop thinking emotionally. Start thinking logically. Can you really do that? Most women can't because it's not in their nature. It's not in their nature. It's truly not in their nature to be thinking logic. It's not. Women are emotional creatures. The Most High made you that way. But since you want to step out of who you truly are as a creation from Yah, as a woman to be a man's rib, you want to step out with the feminism garbage, with the homosexual garbage, and now you want to be a leader, and you cannot be a leader. This is why we need men in the home, but we'll move on. So, she didn't tell him nothing like that. She got back with him, right? Guess what ended up happening? He ended up killing her and an unborn child. And everybody going around, man, she was such a sweet girl, and we don't know how the hell this happened. And I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm going to keep it all the way 100. I'm going to keep it all the way 100, dog. Can we keep it 100 today? A lot of people in these families are fucking cowards. They don't speak the truth. They don't keep it 100. They'll let their family members do whatever the hell they want to do because they don't want to upset them. If only two or three people in that family would have got with her and said, this man just got out for double murder. Can you really trust him? Can you really trust him around your children? See, I'm trying to tell you some real shit today. We're talking today, right? We're talking. Because we just got back from vacation and I'm feeling refreshed, man. I'm feeling good, brother. I was tired the last couple days, but now I'm refreshed. I'm feeling good. But see, here's the thing that women do not understand. When you try and take on a man's role, you have to do men's shit. And you cannot do that because guess what? You're not a fucking man. And this is why feminism has killed the black household. Yes, we understand that the racist policies of under Bush and Reagan and Clinton, we understand all that. We understand that the Section 8 divided black families. We understand that. We understand the government program has separated the black man and the black woman. We understand all that. We get that. We get it. But see, here is the problem with all that. Since we know all this, why we don't do better? Since we know all this, why black men and black women continue to be at each other's throats? Because to be honest with you, they don't want to change. Come on. They don't want to change, man. Let's just be honest. I saw a video yesterday, and I just laughed my ass off because I'm like, wow. And these are the women that's going to be carrying our future youth? Whoo, boy, I'm telling you, our youth is in trouble. Do you hear me? Our youth is in trouble. Excuse me. The man asked 10 women, would you rather be with a married man? And he tells you yes to anything that you want. Or would you rather have your own relationship with your own man, but he tells you no 45% of the time? Guess what they chose? Every last one of them. Every last one of them. It wasn't. I believe there may have been one. Matter of fact, it was one. It was the last one. The dead last one. 9 out of 10 women said, I'd rather mess with a married man because he ain't going to tell me no. As a matter of fact, one woman even had enough gall to say, yeah, I'm going to mess with the married man because shit, the fuck? Ain't nobody going to tell me no. See, let me tell you something. Women think they really have it going on today. They really do. And I'm not here to tear down women. I'm not here to tear down. We're not doing this the whole entire hour. We're not doing this the whole entire hour. I'm not here to bash women. We had to talk real common sense here. How can you try to be a leader and try to take over a man's role? I want you to listen to this. How dare you try to take over a man's role and you are so damn sensitive by hearing one word, and that's the word no. Women even got on their profiles, I'm allergic to the word no. So how can you be a leader and you don't hear the word no? Come on. You can't be a leader in a household and you don't hear the word no. You can't be a leader in a household and you haven't gone through a lot of stuff. You use your coochie to get anything you want. You're not a true leader. You just want to be a prostitute without a pimp. And the reason why I'm saying that is because look how the crack era killed the pimp game. I'm not here to glorify the pimp game. All that is a sin before the Most High. I'm just trying to tell you what's going on here. And so instead of being the drugs that define the black man and the black woman, it's the government programs. It's social media. All this stuff is designed to separate the black man and the black woman. Even though there is more truth being told on social media than ever before, we still have people thinking that it's all about me, 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 me. Right? Let's go to the scriptures, right? Let's talk about what being a good leader means, okay? Let's go to Proverbs 16:9, right? Of the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes steps. Woo, come on. Yes, as a human being, you're going to have plans in case things happen. Yes. But the Most High is going to be your ultimate decision maker because he's going to establish your steps. Come on, man. Like right now, myself, I'm planning to get me and my son the F up out of here in case things go wrong in America, right? But guess what? We're not running. I'm going to tell you something right now. We're not running. Because the Most High has to establish my steps before I leave this bitch. See, I'm here to tell you today that the Most High has to guide you. The Most High has to guide. Yahweh has to guide you. You can't go off emotion and be like, man, he told me no, I'm going to go do it anyway. Fuck him. This is why most black women, 80% of black women are not married today, because you are being what? Disobedient. Well, he hadn't like that. Women supposed to fall in line and all the other stuff. The Most High said in his word to obey your husband in all ways. Oh, well, see, that's the key word, husband. Okay, my thing to you is this in the response to that. Just like before a football team goes out and play a football game, what do they do? Before a team go out and play a game, what do? They practice, right? They go out and practice. The coaches go over the plays and practice. okay, we're going to do this, that, and the third in the first quarter. We're going to do this, that, and the third in the second quarter. We're going to do this, that, and the third in the third quarter. We're going to do this, that, and the third in the fourth quarter. He don't just snap his fingers and say, hey, this is the game plan without no practice, without no preparation. So why are you sitting up here talking about, well, he had to put a ring on my finger for me to obey? The Most High sent man first because he's going to think logically. Let me say that again. The Most High put man in charge first because he's going to think what? Logically. He did not put woman over a man because he already knew when was going to be what? Emotional. And you cannot lead with emotions. But we'll move on. You have to practice to being a good wife. You have to practice being a good mother. It takes practice. You're not going to be just like with me. When me and my wife, when my wife was here, God rest her soul, when we first had our child, to be honest with you, I wasn't the greatest father in the world. It took practice. It took me understanding my son, what did he want? It took me understanding my son, what do he need at that time? It took me and seeing myself practicing and watching my wife and how she diagnosed certain things going on with our son and how she, it took practice. So now people say, I'm a great father. That's fine. I appreciate y'all for saying I'm a great father, but it took practice. So the same thing, being a good wife and a good mother and being a good partner, it takes practice. It takes practice. You're not going to slap your finger and be like, oh, he's going to give me everything I want and when I want and blase, blah, he know I'm gone. See, you're not a good wife. You need to leave your ass anyway. Good water. He needs to leave you anyway. Because you still think about you. It's all about you, 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 you. I need a new Birkin bag. I need new Balenciaga shoes. I need new high heels. I need to go to the club. I need to go on this girl's trip. I need to do this. I need to do that. If any of those things you ask that man is going to benefit both of y'all, no. The only thing that's going to benefit is you. And that's the reason why you are alone right now. See, here's the thing. I understand that us men, have fallen off as well. I understand that. I understand that there's futures out there that they're watching their kids. But then here is my counter to that. Why are you still fucking future? See, we have to ask these questions. See, America don't want to talk and challenge women. They don't want to do that. Not in America. See, here in America, homosexuality, feminism, being a soft pussy ass nigga, that's what makes America. Go to China. Go to Saudi Arabia. Go to Mexico. Women talking about, I want this, I want slap. Now, I'm not promoting that either. But I'm just telling you what it is out there. You're not gonna run your mouth and keep running your mouth to a man in those foreign countries. Only Western culture teaches women to step up to a man. Yeah, you ain't gonna tell me this, and you ain't gonna tell me that, and step up to a man like she's really a man. That's a Western culture. And then you wonder why you're not married. You wonder why you keep running to a future. You keep wondering why you run to a Nick Cannon. You wonder why you keep running to deadbeat ass niggas who only going to give you enough money for the first 2 years and they gone. You keep wondering why, because it's you. Your spirit is carrying to that man or that particular man. Anybody that is a responsible man, he works hard, he works 10 to 12 hours, he's putting in good work, he treats you right, oh, he a lame ass nigga. Because your spirit is saying, beat my ass. Your spirit is saying, hey, let me screw me, get put four babies in me and then leave me. Your spirit is carrying that. I'm going to be honest with you. You can look at a woman today and know what she all about before she open her mouth. Come on now. She ain't got to open her mouth no more, man. Just look at her. Come on. Can we come to an agreement today? Let me ask you a question. Here's another thing. You go to these nightclubs now. Bitch shaking her ass. Who's behind her slapping her ass? Another woman. And this is what I'm saying now. I'm saying 70 to 80% of women today are either bi or gay. I'm just gonna be honest. Western culture has pushed homosexuality. Feminism has pushed homosexuality. Homosexuality pushed feminism. They all connected to one. Why is everybody congratulating the brat and what's that other whole name? Judy, Booty Judy, whatever that whole name is. You're going against the Most High. The Most High says a man, a woman, and a child. Not two women and a child. But yet, America is applauding the brat. America is applauding Judy. They so cute together. And, oh, man, I can't wait to see little man. And I can't wait to see them. They look so happy. And I'm like, come the fuck on. They going up against the Most High. And that's cute. This is why I'm saying 85 to 90% of people in America are fucking stupid. This is why I say 85% to 90% of people in America are stupid. They don't stand for anything. They go for any damn thing. They go for any fucking thing. Anything. Do you hear me? They go for anything. If you tell them, hey, Gay Pride Month, please support our Gay Pride people. They're going to put so much money, into it, and it's going to make your head spin. But we'll look at a homeless man around the corner and say, oh, man, he a homeless ass bum. Get rid of that, man. Get the fuck away from me. You see? You see how America has fucked up the minds of people? You'll look down on somebody who's down on their luck. You'll look down on them, but guess what? That fuck-ass nigga, that future, that Nick Cannon who got 12, 13, 14 babies and barely taking care of two of them motherfuckers. Oh, he a real nigga. You celebrate that. Girl, I'm giving him some coochie. He got that swag about him. And you wonder why you keep running to the same dudes. Because you keep falling for the same dudes. But women, since you want to be leaders so much, let's go to 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love and faith and purity. Come on, let's do that again. Let no one despise you for your youth. How many of these so-called thug and real niggas got these young women pregnant? Woo. Come on. But you want to be a leader. You the head, right? But see, right then and there, let no one despise you for your youth. But set the believers in example in speech. When you speak of the Most High, Yahweh, I just want to be a vessel. I want to be with a man that knows his spiritual center and he knows Yahweh and Yahweh knows him and everybody has he has a belief in Yahweh, and I want to build with that man. I want to be one with that man. Because see, when you marry a man or you marry a woman, you become one. Right? But set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. You out here sucking 500 dicks. How can you be a leader? How can you set the example of a leadership and you on your back 500 times a damn night? Come on, man. You sleeping with 500 dudes in a year. How can you say you are a fucking leader and you doing that? But you want to be a leader now, right? And see, here's the thing. See, we're going to play this game. But see, when we talk about this shit, we're going to talk about this, right? Let's go to 1 Timothy 3 and 2. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach. The husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. See, we're going to do that again. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach. How many times your man has told you, hey, you shouldn't be doing that with your friend. Man, you keep on talking about my friend and damn, a bitch can't have no fun. See, you are not above reproach. See, you're not above reproach. You think your shit don't stink. You think that everybody's supposed to say yes to you. The word yes supposed to all that come out of people's mouths. But you're supposed to be above reproach. You're supposed to be above somebody criticizing you. You're supposed to take that criticism and be like, you know what? I'm supposed to be a better person. This is what we had to do as men. But you want to take over our spot. This is something you have to do. Are you willing to do that? No. You can't even take a man telling you no. No, baby, we you know, I ain't got enough money to go out to Texas Roadhouse today. Oh, my God. We got to wait till Friday? Shoot, I'm so bored. Can we go to Jamaica? Baby, all-inclusive trip is all together going to be like $2,000 and some change, including taxes and airfare. Right now, baby, you know, it's a cutback. The economy's not doing good. ABC 123, you know, we're going to have to hold on to that shit. Oh, my God. Shit. See, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. And see, you don't even accept the word no. Then you turn around and call your homegirl. I'm so tired of this nigga telling me no. He always doing this. And he always doing that. And he's saying that we can't afford it. Girl, if I was you, I would have left that nigga a long time ago because his broke ass. A bitch got to go motherfucker go on a trip. A bitch got a stunt on a motherfucking hoe. You see what I'm saying? But you want to be a leader, right? But are you showing leadership qualities? No, you're not showing leadership qualities. You are showing qualities of a follower. But we're going to move on. The husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach. Let's go to Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of Yah, consider the outcome of the way of life and imitate their faith. How many times have you said, you know what? How many women out there could truly say, I'm speaking prosperity over my family? I'm speaking prosperity over my children. I speak of prosperity over my significant other. How many women today is really doing that? I can count. I probably can say between 5-7%. And it may not even be 5-7%. But what we're gonna do here, we're not gonna say all women are doing this. But what we are gonna say here, 5-7% of women are actually doing this. Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please Yah, he makes his enemies to be peace with him. Come on, man. Now this right here is really nice, y'all. Why that bitch keep looking at me? She wants smoke. Huh, girl, I got my pistol in my purse right now. I wish a bitch would. You not even speaking to Yahweh and be like, Yahweh, get this help away from me. You're not even speaking that. You go right to the gunplay. Hold on. Are you really a leader? You just don't want nobody to tell you what to do. You want somebody to tell you, go be a slut. Go be a whore. Go be a bad mother. Go be a bad wife. And most of your friends, I'm going to say this again to all women here. Most of your friends are holding you back from having a good relationship. Ooh. I'm going to say that again. Most of your friends is holding you back from having a good relationship. Now, am I saying that men are great and they're doing everything great? Absolutely fucking not. Absolutely fucking not. Because we got a lot of faggots as far as black men are concerned. We got a lot of faggots. And we need to weed them out. I get that. I understand that. We got a lot of bitch ass niggas around. And we need to weed them out. But guess what? The Most High gonna do it anyway. Something called COVID. The COVID vaccine. It's facts. So I'm not saying that men is all perfect and women not perfect. I'm not saying that. But I'm sick and tired of hearing women talking about, well, he got to do this. And he got to do that for me. And he got to do this for me. And he got to do that for me. What the hell are you going to do? And please spare me the damn bullshit with fucking Steve Harvey. First of all, Steve Harvey is a devil worshiper himself. He's a damn plant. He's a coon. Why would you listen to a coon? Why listen to Steve Harvey? He a coon. I heard Steve Harvey talking about the only thing a woman need to bring to the table is her womb. Boy, please. But this is the same man that has been divorced twice. Now, I want you to listen to this. The man has been divorced twice. After he left his first two wives, didn't even take care of the kids. Didn't leave them anything. And then went with a whore who's nothing but a damn jump off, nothing but a slut bucket to dope dealers. And he married her. He married a hoe. But you want to listen to him. I'm telling you right now, the backwards thinking that women today are doing is absolutely ridiculous. It's just absolutely ridiculous, man. It's absolutely ridiculous that women are thinking like this, but this is where we at today. So when you're a good brother and you follow Yah and Yahweh has his hands on you, and you looking for a good woman. It's hard as hell. I feel sorry for these brothers who never been married, who just looking for somebody to understand them. Man, I'm telling you, man, I'm being real when I say this, dude. I know it's hard. It's hard as a motherfucker, man. It's hard, man. It's hard as hell trying to find a good woman today. It's hard as hell. Because most women don't want to be good women. They want to be good bitches. Well, anyway, we're off of that. We're off of that. We're going to go to something else. But we're going to talk about this. I know we're going to talk about this here. Hold on for one moment. Yeah, let me just get out of all this right here. So let me talk about what's this nigga name? Big Groove, whatever that nigga name is. Big old thigh, big thigh, big chest motherfucker, right? He's all over social media. And he goes to different restaurants and he promotes different restaurants and his main trademark is Shark Bite. And he takes a big bite out of a sandwich, a taco, or whatever meal's in front of him. He takes a huge, 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 huge bite. And then he go dance like a fucking coon. And this is what society thinks of black men. See, you see how I went from black from women, period, now to black men? Because see, here on the Judah Light Podcast, we don't give a fuck who we talk about. Black men are willing to sell out themselves for cash. And this is the reason why a lot of black women don't even respect us no more. Look who's on the TV screen. You got niggas acting like fucking the Mitchell Show. That like straight Mitchell Show. Yes, Master, yeah. I'll do this for you, Master, yeah. You want me to dance? You want me to dance like Uncle Charlie? Uncle Charlie, yeah, Uncle Charlie. How much that paying? That paying $100,000. So okay. Look at these niggas on social media. These niggas are doing any and everything. They doing gay shit. They dressing up as women for views now. They eating big bites of food and dancing like coons. Wearing tight ass clothes. Man, come on, man. I'll be sitting up and saying to myself, damn, this is what is representing black men. Niggas like Big Groove. And please spare me the bullshit talking about, well, he just having fun. He's not just having fun. Somebody is paying that man to do this. Somebody is financing. Somebody is sponsoring this man for doing this. Stop thinking everybody needs to have some fucking fun. That's the damn problem with America today. We just want to have fun. Don't have no sense of responsibility. Don't have no sense. And my thing is now, at 40 years old, when I start doing things now, how they gonna make black men look? When I say certain things, how they gonna make black men look? How they gonna make black people look, period? You got niggas going to, this is one nigga, he went to the most racist town in America, Harrison, Arkansas, I believe. For views. Talking to white people for views. I'm sorry to say this, man. Black people, you put some money in front of them. When you put some money in front of black folks, they gonna do anything and everything possible to get to that money. Our women gonna sleep and suck whatever. Our men are going to be sissies. And this is loosely coming from Christians. And see, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is why Christianity has killed more black and brown people than Ku Klux Klan and the Bloods and Crips put together. What's the first thing your mama or the elders say when you get a good deal from these social media platforms? Oh, you so blessed. You so blessed. The Most High don't give blessing, give favor. Yahweh gives favor. See, when you have your bills paid and you ain't worried about nothing getting cut off, and you ain't worried about and you're not worried about this, that, or third, or how you going to eat, and you got a refrigerator full of food and your license is on and your child is happy and fulfilled. See, that's favor from coming from Yah. When you got your health. When your child got their health and you can eat, you can sleep on warm beds. That's favor. That's not no blessing. Satan gives blessings. I know about that situation with DC Young Fly and I think his baby mom or whatever, like Jackie O, whatever that whole name is. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't feel sorry for her. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I don't feel sorry for her. First of all, you are a beautiful girl anyway. You are a beautiful girl. Why are you getting plastic surgery? You are a beautiful, full-figured woman anyway. It's not like that the girl was super skinny. I can see the girl was super skinny. Okay, well, you know, I just want to take a little bit of fat from here and put on my buttocks and a little bit here, you know, put on my breasts or whatever. Like, I can see if you was a bony girl and you want a little bit more of a figure. First of all, the Most High made you the way he made you anyway. That's the problem right there with a lot of people. The Most High made you the way he made you for a reason. There's a reason why he made you dark skin. There's a reason why he made you light skin. There's a reason why you can never be fully skinny or be fully fat. The Most High made you for a reason, but we'll move on. But I can see if a woman wants to improve herself because she's a little bit skinny and she wants a little more full figure on her and blah, blah, blah. This girl had a nice figure, nice face, beautiful hair, nice looking sister. And you want to go get plastic surgery? But see, I don't feel sorry for her because guess what? She wanted that lifestyle. She wanted them type of women. It's going to be like, I can't deal with no broke ass. I can't deal with no 9-to-5 nigga. A 9-to-5 nigga, he got to wait for his paycheck every 2 weeks or every Friday. I can't wait for our bitch to need some stuff now. See, that's what's going to lead you to what happened to Jackie O. And by the way, that was a sacrifice for DC Young Fly. He needed a sacrifice. He needed a sacrifice. See, all this stuff I talked about in the past, it leads to stuff like this. You see? You can't tell me nothing. I want to do what I want to do. I'm talking about women now. I want to do what I want to do. A bitch got to do this. A bitch got to have that. And that leads you right to you being sacrificed. Yeah, Future will take you on. Yeah, Future will give you some dick. Yeah, Future will give you a child. But when he is due for a sacrifice, he's going to use your ass. Yeah, Kevin Hart is in your DMs. Yeah, he's saying you funny. Yeah, he's saying come to Hollywood. We can give you a tryout. But he needs a sacrifice. Come on. He needs a sacrifice. He's due for one anyway. It don't matter if P. Diddy comes to your DMs or P. Diddy comes on your YouTube page and say, man, that brother doing his thing, man. Support that brother. He needs a sacrifice because he knows you have no light. He can do whatever the hell he wants to do to you. P. Diddy's due for a sacrifice anyway because Satan really want to take his ass out. Ooh, come on. But these brain dead women, these brain dead ass niggas, they're going to still, oh, man, I'm so bled. I can't believe that P. Diddy hollered me down, man. I can't believe that all this hard work, 10 years of hard work, nigga. And you nothing but a damn sacrifice. Man, LeBron James said, I got my game was tight, man. He said, man, he invited me to camp, man. ABC 1, 2, 3. And the next thing you know, former star basketball player for such and such college was found dead. That was nothing but a sacrifice for LeBron. Or for Steph Curry. Man, Tom Brady said he wanted to work with me, man. Tom Brady is nothing but a damn demon. Come on. Former high school quarterback found dead, bludgeoned to death in his basement. It's nothing but a sacrifice for Tom Brady, man. Stay away from these fucking celebrities, man. I'm gonna say that again. Stay away from these fucking celebrities. Stop it. Stay away from these damn celebrities, man. These celebrities don't mean you no good. Stay away from niggas like Louis Farrakhan. Stay away, man. Stay the fuck away from these type of people, man. They gonna use you as a sacrifice, man. That's it. Now, let's talk about the situation going on in New York, and up in the Northeast. I'm originally from Philadelphia, so we got to talk about this. The Canadian wildfires. See, I'm going to tell you something. One or two things is going on with this. Either the Most High is doing this, or they got something planned. Look all through the Northeast and the Midwest. A lot of shit is getting shut down behind this so-called bad air pollution. Somebody in Canada is setting these fires on purpose. The elites got together and said, well, COVID it killed, but it didn't kill the way we thought it was going to kill. Shit. I don't know what the hell to tell you, man. Let's start some wildfires in Canada, and let's get the bad air pollution. Let's just target Philadelphia, New York, Jersey, Connecticut, the Northeast and the Midwest. Let's just attack them first. All right, cool. And hopefully it can trickle down to Texas, and which it did. It trickled down to Texas. Now Texas got some bad air pollution. See, all this shit is planned because they're coming with something. Now, I don't know what the hell they're coming up with, but they're coming up with something. China already has threatened. Listen to this. Now, again, we don't worry about what man's going to do. Let man do what he's going to do. But China already talking about by putting a EPM on all our electric grids. See, shit about to get real, real fast. See, America about to go back to the Stone Ages, man. I don't know if you understand this or not, but America about to go back to the Stone Ages. This is why I say go get your dehydrated foods. Go get something. Have something planned besides your ass. I got cases of dehydrated food downstairs. I got cases of water downstairs. I got a power generator downstairs. I got a whole bunch of canned goods. Have something planned besides your ass, man. It kills me when I see people talking about, oh, man, that's the past, man. We, you know, we eating good. We ain't worried about that no more. You know, that Joe Biden got us. Whoo, come on. Joe Biden got us. Joe Biden can't even stand up straight. Come on. He can't even stand up straight. The man can't even walk and chew gum at the same time. You depending yourself on. And this is why I know America's fucked. I know America's fucked with this, man. America is screwed, man. Let me say this. Let me say this before we go, right? China is teaching their children how to prepare for warfare. I really want you to understand where we at right now. China is teaching their children how to break down guns, put together guns, how to shoot, how to defend yourself. Right? What are we teaching our children here in America? You could be any gender you want to be. Come on, man. This is set up by the elites to make America weak. See, I want you to understand something. This is the reason why they want Trump gone. Because even though Trump sold out his people, he sold out his supporters. Come on. We know that Trump is a Satanist. We understand that Trump is a... First of all, that's not even really the real Trump. It's a fucking clone, but we'll move on. But he was going against the homosexual agenda that was going on in America. And this is the reason why they want to get rid of him. It has nothing to do with him defending America and looking out for America, man. Donald Trump don't give a shit about nobody besides Donald Trump. Let's just be all the way honest. Let's just be real. Can we be real about it? Can we talk today? Can we keep it real today? Can we be real? He is keeping it real as far as he doesn't want the homosexuality to overplay America. And this is the reason why the FBI is after him now. The elites are after him. Now, I'm not here to promote Donald Trump. Again, he sold out. Again, he's Brotherhood. Okay? As a matter of fact, he made a deal with the Brotherhood. But the reason why they don't want Trump be president again is because the homosexuality agenda is going to go away. That's facts. And they cannot afford for the homosexual agenda to go away for 4 to 8 years. They can't afford that because then they have to rebuild all that back. And they can't afford. They want children to believe they could be any gender. They want women to believe they could be men. They want men to believe they could be women. I'm telling you right now, America is going for a downfall. And I'm telling you, it's going to take one situation with the power grids. And I'm telling you, back in the Stone Ages. Now, here's my question to you guys right now before we get up out of here. When I say you better be prepared to leave 90-95% of your circle, am I bullshitting? Hell to the fuck no, I'm not bullshitting. You better get your head out your ass and into the damn game. Go get you some dehydrated foods. Go get you a bunch of canned goods. Go get you some cases of water. Go get you a power generator. Now, I hear some people talk about, go get you a solar generator. I got a gas power one, okay? But I also have some. I have backup gas. I have gas to go with that generator. So it does not matter which one, but you got to have something more than your ass, man. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of your family members right now, a lot of people in your family right now is not nowhere near prepared for this. Go into your folks, go to your people's homes and see what they have in store in case something happens. And I guarantee you it's very minimum. It's probably a couple cases of water. That's it. They ain't got no dehydrated foods. All their food is in the damn refrigerator. All their food is in the deep freezer. All their food is cold or frozen. That's all their food. So I'm telling you, I'm saying that to say this, guys. You better be prepared when this shit gets real, and they shut down these grids, and they shut down these highways and byways, because that's what they're getting ready to do too. They're getting ready to shut down these highways and byways. Y'all gonna have to be with you, man. I'm gonna say that again. Yahweh has to be with you. This is where your faith has to lie. Not no fake ass Christian thing. Oh man, you know, he loves you but hate the sin. That's that bullshit, man. And I'm telling you right now, man, a lot of those Christian folks are gonna be dead. One, because they already took the damn jab already, so they already going to be dead. See, here the thing. The next pandemic that comes, they're going to have to do what they have to do. See, COVID-1 was just a test. 2020 was just a test. But whatever they come up with next time, whatever they come, and they're talking about, well, somebody going to accidentally just release some stuff in the air that's going to fuck up your respiratory system. This is why you better get into better health. This is why you can't just eat any and every damn thing. Now, that doesn't mean that follow everybody on Instagram, on YouTube, on social media, well, you can't eat this, or you can't eat that, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't eat this. Man, what the hell are we supposed to eat? We human beings. I'm not saying that, but you better be careful of what you're eating. You better be careful what you're drinking. Hell, even with me sometimes, I slip and I go get some from fast food or whatever like that. Because I don't feel like cooking sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel like cooking. Hell, I run a dispatching service. Hell, I'm running a podcast. I'm a single father. Hell, sometimes I'm just too damn tired to even motherfucking even cook. So I go buy some certain things from a fast food, or I go Uber Eats or whatever like that. But I gotta stop that myself. I'm calling myself out on that. We got to stop eating out. We got to start cooking. Now, I cook 80 to 85% of the time. I cook. But then sometimes you just don't feel like cooking. That's understandable. But understand when I say this. Why you think Bill Gates bought all the damn farmland? He's buying so much farmland. Do you think Bill Gates is really buying all his farmland because he likes farming so fucking much? No. The nigga don't even know how to run Microsoft correctly. Come on, man. There's times when my Windows system, it'd be shutting down for some crazy ass reason. What the hell is this?
So then you got to reboot it and then start back up again. Then all of a sudden it pops up. He can't even get Microsoft correct sometimes. So how the hell is he in so much love the farmland? He gonna improve the farmland? He's doing that because he's poisoning the food. He's putting the COVID vaccine in our foods now. Come on, man. So even the people who didn't take the jab, he gonna try and make sure that you are taking the jab through the food. But see, here's the thing, and I'm telling Bill Gates and I'm telling everybody this who thinks like Bill Gates this. If you really think you are going to get to Yah's chosen, curses gonna be put up on you. I'm gonna say that for the people in the back, because I feel some people are slow. Beep beep with the big yellow helmet on the little with the short school bus. Beep fucking beep. If you think you can put the COVID vaccine in these foods, and you think you are going to poison every single American, well, first of all, I'm not American, I'm a Hebrew, but if you think you're going to poison Yah's chosen, you got another thing coming. See, you're going to piss off Satan. You're going to piss Satan off. Because Satan only has enough time on this planet. He's only got a certain amount of time, man. Come on, let's talk, man, before we get about here. Satan only has enough time right now. He only got a certain amount of time. And every single time somebody like Bill Gates, every single time like the World Economic Forum, every single time like the World Health Organization, every single time like the CDC, every single time like Joe Biden or whatever president that come through here, every single time that you are trying to hurt Yah's chosen, you are taking energy away from Satan, and Satan gotta whoop your ass for that. This is facts. So all these 3% bankers, all these 3% the elites and the multi-billionaires and trillionaires, they are trying to get to Yah's chosen people. Curses will be put upon you, man. Satan may be so angry with you that he'll take away Microsoft away from you. Woo! Come on. I'm here to tell you guys right now, don't worry about if they put the COVID vaccine in the food. What did the Most High say in his word? That you should drink water. You should drink poisonous water and not get sick. Oh, come on! Come on! The Most High said in his word that the waters will be poisoned. You should drink water and not be poisoned. Come on, man! It's only in your faith. You sit up here worried about, I see on social media, they putting COVID vaccine in the food. They doing this to the water supply. They doing that to the food supply. They doing this, they doing that. And you keep worrying about man. The Most High said you should drink water and not be poisoned. In poison waters? But your faith has got to be real, man. Your faith has got to be right. You can't walk around here talking about, man, I wonder what the hell they going to do. What Joe Biden going to do? What Donald Trump going to do? What pastor going to do? What pastor going to say today? Hell, I don't know. He may talk about sucking 500 dicks. He's been doing it. Anyway, good show today, man. Real good show. Real good show. And we talk about a lot of topics, man. Women, you cannot be men. Black men, stop cooning for money. And the Most High is watching everybody. From these forest fires in Canada, to what's going on in Illinois, to what's going on in Texas, to what's going on in Florida, to what's going on in Atlanta. He's watching everybody. And everybody right now is on a microscope. Your faith better be right. Because when he comes, he's coming with vengeance for his people. He's coming for his people. All right? Peace and favor. Because we know Satan blesses, the Most High gives favor. Peace. One love. Talk to you next week.